And earnings reports, that's very important to a man like John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. And for a lot of us, it should be important because it tells us where our money's going. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. That's true. You might want to check on your 401k sometime during this month. After the market closed yesterday, the first quarter earnings season began with Alcoa. They're always the first big company to report. We'll talk about that in just a minute. The futures are up this morning for the Dow, modestly, about 25 points. Yesterday, the Dow was up about 10 points, but the important news was that the NASDAQ recovered. Of course, the NASDAQ had a three-day sell-off. That's where all the technology stocks and many other companies trade. It had lost about 4.5% over the previous three trading sessions, the biggest decline since November 2011. It was up about 33 points yesterday. Let's talk about what's happening in the housing market for just a minute. Every Wednesday morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association tells us what's happening with mortgage applications the previous week. This is critically important, of course, because the housing sector was ground zero for the correction that happened in 2008. We continue to follow the recovery of the housing sector. And the MBA tells us that purchase applications were up 3% week over week. That's a good number. But if you look back where we are right now versus this time last year, applications for purchasing, for mortgage applications, new purchases, are still down 14%. And, of course, the reason we think that, why that is that mortgage rates were a full percentage point lower this time last year. Now, they're still very low by historical standards. The MBA tells us that the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.56%. It was 3.5% this time last year. But the section of the Mortgage Bankers Association report that we continue to see a decline in are refi applications, down another 5%, and this continues to decline week by week and month by month. Let's talk about Alcoa for just a minute. I mentioned to you that they reported yesterday after the market closed. They're always the first big Dow company to report. And they reported a loss of $178 million versus a profit of about $150 million the same quarter of last year. But it's interesting, in spite of the loss and in spite of the fact that their revenue was down 6.5%, Wall Street liked it. It was better than Wall Street was expecting, and the market, that stock is up slightly this morning before the market opens. Well, here's what Alcoa is doing. Alcoa says that the global output of aluminum this year, they project that the output will exceed demand. So they've been closing facilities and reducing costs. That's why they lost money, but the market likes what they're doing. They closed plants in Australia and also in New York State, and also reducing production out of Brazil. And, of course, one of their primary customers is the auto industry. The auto industry continues to be in the news, not all of it good. Toyota this morning, or yesterday, reporting that they're recalling about 6.7 million vehicles worldwide, five different defects, including steering columns, wiring harnesses, seat railings, 27 different models. I can't even fathom how much that's going to cost to recall almost 7 million cars. And continuing the trend talking about automakers, congratulations to Ford. Yesterday we talked about how well Ford is doing in many parts of the world, including China, China being the world's largest auto market. Well, for the second year in a row, Ford can claim the title of having the number one selling vehicle in the world. The Ford Focus, for the second year in a world, a second year in a row, is the worldwide winner. They sold 8% more Ford Focuses this year than last year. But get this number, in China, sales of the Ford Focus this year versus last year up 50%. And lastly, General Motors saying that they're going to spend almost $500 million on two plants in Michigan. And what they're doing is they're going to develop in future hybrid vehicles and also increase the production of the Chevrolet Volt and the Cadillac ELR hybrid vehicle. They're going to spend about half the money, they say, on their assembly plant, one of their assembly plants there, and the other part of it's going to go to their township battery factory as they continue to try to gain market share in that hybrid area. Of course, you know, the Chevy Volt at this point in time has really not been a roaring success, but maybe they can get it going.
Yeah, I tell you, that Ford, those Ford sales in China, that's huge. I guess they make the cars over there too, don't they?
They do. They have a joint venture with a Chinese partner over there, and they're making the cars there. In fact, they make the Focus in eight different plants around the world, including the United States.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st here in Fort Smith. And it's right here, convenient to everybody. If you'd like to go visit with John, you can. And if you'd like to call him on the phone, love to hear from you. 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.